Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Friday morning, June the 25th, 2010. You know, Tina Turner had a big hit record back in the 80s called What's Love Got to Do With It? And they used that title for a movie about her life. Well, this podcast has nothing to do with Tina, but it has everything to do with love. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you had just about enough love for one lifetime? Are you sick and tired of being loved over and over again? Are you at the point where you just can't take any more love? Doesn't that sound silly? It sure does. You can never, ever get enough love. You can never feel like you're being loved too much. Now, on the other hand, what about hate and criticism, rudeness, impatience, insults, unkind words, blame, fault-finding, lack of recognition, ingratitude, public ridicule, no respect, etc., etc.? How pleasant are those? Yeah, you can get enough of those real quick. You know, the Bible says that out of these three, faith, hope, and love, the greatest is love. Jesus Christ said that by the love that you have for each other, all men would know that you were His disciples. Now, at times, we all fall short in loving others, don't we? But God never, ever wanes or falters in His love to us. That's because God's love for you is unconditional. That's really something you ought to remind yourself of on a regular basis. God's love for you is totally unconditional. His love for you does not waver. It does not change. And it's not based on anything that you have done or haven't done. You know, we can't earn His love. We certainly don't deserve His love. But He still loves us unconditionally. Isn't it great that the Bible says that nothing can separate you from God's love? Nothing. So regardless of what people say or do to you, whether they love you or hate you, always remember that God loves you dearly. His love for you has not changed, and His love for you will not change. And you know, recognizing, accepting, and believing that He really does love you unconditionally will have a major impact on your prayer life. Far too many Christians approach God as a lowly, worthless beggar. They have no confidence that God will even hear them, let alone answer. But knowing and believing that God's love for you is unconditional, you can do like the Bible says, walk boldly into His throne room of grace and receive the help that you need. You will have confidence that He will supply whatever you need because you know that He loves you dearly. And that's what love has to do with it. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. Remember, if you're a subscriber, you don't have to check back to see if I posted something new. You don't even have to bookmark this site because every time I post something new, you'll get notified personally. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe to this blog. It's free, whether you do that email or RSS. And if you do subscribe, as my way of saying thank you, I'm going to give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.